Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us here at Crystal Clear. And we're coming to you live from the free state of Florida. And I'm here today with my repeat co-host, Robert Shepherd. How are you, Robert?
I am good. It's very, very nice to hear your voice.
And it's nice to hear yours as well. I do want to apologize to everyone. We've haven't been on the air for a little while. Unfortunately, my brother passed away, and I've been, of course, very busy with my family ever since. But little by little, things are getting back to normal for us, and I'm very happy to be able to come back to our show. So tell me, Robert, how are things with you lately?
Been good. It's nothing too earth-shattering. I have done a student film.
Oh,
Have
wonderful.
actually been interviewed on several podcasts to promote the
Wonderful.
various projects that we have out there that we're trying to convince people to help us produce, which is not an easy job.
Certainly not. Certainly not. And in today's economy, I think it's even more challenging for people. I think that even if people want to, it's a matter of, well, we don't know where things are going, and the job market is pretty bad. Inflation is still horrific. I mean, it just
Yes.
doesn't change.
And the new report that just came out just verified that, I think,
Absolutely.
regarding inflation.
Yeah. Well, according to Joe Biden, everything is great, So, what do you make of they just recently passed this foreign aid bill today? I woke up to this. It was very early in the morning, and apparently they were, at work voting on this, and it wasn't even 7 a.m.
I'm a little conflicted, I guess, because certainly in regard to Israel, I believe
Absolutely.
they're together, are they not?
Yes.
And I want to do everything possible to support Israel for sure.
Well,
My
yeah.
question mark comes with, Ukraine.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure that that is a very, very good investment for us.
No, and then today, for whatever reason, that guy who used to be partners with Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, had some sort of testimony going on, and he talked about how Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, they were in on it with Ukraine, and that's a big money laundering scheme. It has to be. I mean, 60 billion, I think they said they were giving them. It's like, oh my God, how
Yes.
much more money does it take? There's something wrong here.
Well, I have also heard that, unfortunately, not all that money is going to the battlefield at all. I have heard it's supporting maybe pensions
Absolutely.
and who knows, maybe some lifestyle choices by the leadership, So there's really a lot of question marks that I have.
Several question marks. And my question is, okay, if we've given repeatedly not millions, but billions of dollars to this cause, and I'm not talking about if it's worthy or if it's not worthy, I'm just talking about from a financial point of view, if you're pouring all of this money to prop them up and give them what they need and give them weapons and money and supplies, why haven't they won yet? What's going on? So that in itself tells you, what, this is not going to work, and just stop. Stop doing this. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, and I think we have to we can only go so far, I believe, in trying to be the bailout
Yes.
for every country because there are many, many needs out there.
Absolutely. And then on top of all this, recently there was Tucker Carlson sat down with Vladimir Putin, and he had a talk. And of course, then the mainstream media and everybody's suddenly making, Tucker Carlson is, a traitor and he's evil. Well, no, I think there was a lot of truth. I don't know if you managed to catch any of that, Robert.
Well, I have heard about it, but I have actually only read portions and listened to portions. I have not listened to the entire interview.
Well, according to what I came across, and I did listen to some of it, I couldn't, it was a 2-hour interview, so I didn't have time to listen to the whole thing. I got through so much of it. And basically, it looks like Russia would like to everybody come to the table and talk and stop giving them weapons and let's stop fighting. And so there would be a path to peace. But instead of anybody taking that seriously, it's just criticism of Tucker Carlson and Russia is evil. And he made some very big points saying that the US media is nothing but a big propaganda machine. And how could he break through it is basically what Vladimir was saying. We can get our side of it out there fairly. And boy, doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes, absolutely. And I believe former President Trump has indicated that he could bring peace there, has he not?
Absolutely. And I'm more than certain that he would. Look, I don't know. When it comes to the Biden family, and just let's talk about Joe Biden, there was that special counsel stuff over the documents. Okay. And that guy came out, the special counsel, he's saying all these things about Joe Biden. He's a senile old man in so many words. And then other people were speculating that Joe Biden is kind of playing it up even more to avoid being criminally charged. And that would be a smart way to go for a crook. Oh yeah, he's too crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't remember. He doesn't know. And so it's really, really pretty bad. And I think that just it's very unfortunate that this is going on, that this is the person that's in charge, and very frustrating that people don't see through the games being played with the American citizens, and how much longer are you going to allow this kind of wanton spending going on, a disaster at the border, and nobody's fixing it. And then they couldn't even impeach that Mayorkas about the border. Did you see that?
Has the final vote come in today?
I don't know if they did another one today. All I know is there was
They
one
are
on bail.
doing one as we speak, I believe.
Well, I have the news on in the background now. I just don't have the sound on. I don't see anything, so.
Well, I don't know if it's happened, but it is supposed to, and their ace in the hole apparently is Representative Scalise was not there originally. And so they
Now he's
felt
back,
like that
okay.
he would break that log jam, and they would actually be able to do it today. Now that's what the latest speculation I had heard.
Well, I hope so. And either way, look, even if they don't do that, regardless, I mean, there's just a basic responsibility that this is not being taken care of. And, impeach him, fire him, put somebody in there who's competent, or just make him do his job. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever makes it happen,
Well, it's very interesting though, Crystal. There seems to be a bit of a shift in regarding the talking points the Democrats are putting out now regarding the border. Even Mayorkas has agreed that it's a crisis. Now,
Yes.
and he never would admit that ever. For 3 years he wouldn't,
Absolutely. No,
but he
and
has.
also when he did acknowledge it, he made it Trump's fault. That
Oh,
much I do
well,
remember.
that's interesting. The guy that probably
Yeah.
had the tightest border policy we've maybe ever had.
And Joe Biden did certain executive orders on day one of his
Yes.
administration, undoing what Trump had done.
Systematically
Absolutely.
undid everything that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is incredible. The other thing, getting back to the special counsel for President Biden versus the special counsel for former President Trump.
Yeah, night and day.
When you put those side by side, one is just as kind of damning, if you will, as the other. I mean, there is no doubt
Absolutely,
that President
absolutely.
Biden has done everything that President Trump had done, if not more so, and the fact that a lot of that occurred when he was a senator and vice president, and he did not have the
Absolutely.
permission of the White
Absolutely.
House.
Yes.
And so, but then they come up with this thin excuse, well, he's just not mentally competent to stand trial,
Well, the not mentally competent, I think, pertains maybe to the last few years. I don't think it should extend all the way back to when clearly under Obama he was mentally competent. We know that. If that's his game, okay, well, he wasn't playing it back then.
Yeah, well, I honestly don't think it's a game. I think it's real. I think it's real because it is just,
Yeah, I hear you.
in the very night, I guess after the special counsel report, he does this hasty press
Yeah,
conference
that was
and
unbelievable.
mixes up, the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt. I mean, And he totally then, any credibility that he had mental faculties, he totally undid it. And I think that's going to be a lasting, I think that's going to be in a commercial that we're going to see all the way to the
Yeah,
election.
absolutely. Well, okay, so then back to the election in 2024 for a minute. So, Nikki Haley, yeah, I have no words. Yeah, I just don't know what she thinks she's doing. I haven't heard that she's dropped out yet. At least Ron DeSantis had the sense to see and read the writing on the wall and do what was right.
And he did it graciously.
Yes, absolutely, he did.
Yeah, I really, in some ways, because I was somewhat of a fan of hers, and I just don't understand what she thinks is going to be a benefit to get shellacked in her home state coming up here in about a
Right.
week or so, you
Well, here's
know.
how I feel. I think there have been so many people like Chris Christie, and I'm sure if I sat here and rattled on names, the list would be very long, but we'll just use him and her as like a recent, a couple of examples. There are people out there, and you know how much the radical left is out to stop Donald Trump. And so there's always been this, we're gonna throw you a monkey wrench in the form of people who are going to, do things to damage you or, hurt how many votes you're going to get or what have you. And Nikki Haley is kind of also like Mitt Romney, and where she's there to be a tool of the other side and she's making money off of it. That's the only thing that makes sense, Robert. She doesn't have a chance. There's no path.
No, and if she wants to have any kind of a future, she really needs to quickly, or in fact, I think that may have already passed, is her
I think
ability
so.
to
I
really
think so too.
demonstrate she's going to be a team player, you know?
I know, but I think that this is, her ceiling. This is as high as she's going to get, and she knows it, and she's taken all that she can get her hands on before it's over.
Well,
And the
it's a
same with
shame.
Chris Christie. He did what he did. He came, went out there and took the talking points that were, I guess, necessary to go on MSNBC and CNN and talk about how bad Trump is. And, he never talked about what he could do. What would he do? Yeah, I don't remember hearing that because I did try to listen to him a few times. There was nothing about his policies, nothing.
No, it was just bashing former President Trump.
Well, exactly. And I think that Nikki Haley has pretty much become the same kind of problem. Or person,
It's interesting though that Chris Christie has been very silent, or at least I have missed it since he
Exactly.
had that sort of kind of disastrous withdrawal when he
Yeah,
actually threw
absolutely. I
Nikki
saw it.
under
I
the
watched
bus
it.
as well, you know.
Well, I
So
don't know. I think that that's really one big reason why it is that as a country, we haven't been able to achieve unity. Because the people on our side are weak and tempted and just self-serving rather than, did you hear what happened about Carrie Lake and some guy who was higher up in her state who was trying to bribe her to leave the race?
I
Yeah.
did hear
And
that.
then that's what was Carrie's reaction. Carrie Lake said, it's not about money, this is about our country. And
Yep, she
that's what
called him
every
out.
Yeah, and she also went ahead and brought it to light. And good for her. That's what they should all be doing. That's what everybody on either side, if you're having these kind of situations go on, and then people like used to get mad when Trump would say something was rigged. Well, what does that show you, Robert?
I think one of my biggest disappointments in the off-year election that just passed was that she didn't make it into the governor's house there. She was a terrific candidate, I thought.
Absolutely. Well, if things are being controlled or run by certain people in her state who didn't want her in, and obviously they still don't want her in, not as governor, not as senator. So good luck to her. I don't know what's going to happen. And beyond that, there was kind of a surprising situation that's been unfolding with Fetterman, John Fetterman. And I wanted to
Yes,
see what,
isn't
yeah,
that
that's.
interesting?
How could I not bring up what's going on with Fetterman? I mean, he went from this person who seemed to be spaced out on some other planet and not fit for office to somebody making the most sense on his side of the aisle that I've seen in a long, long time. And I'm just like, wow.
Well, I'm sure that was a shock.
Yes.
That was heard all over the state of Pennsylvania as well as at the Capitol in D.C.
Yeah. Well, now it's not so unfortunate that Dr. Oz lost, because you see that, I guess, he does have a little bit of common sense. And I think that his siding with Israel over, what the communists want has been pretty powerful. And as protesters showed up to his house, and he went out and took out a big Israeli flag and started waving it at them. I was like, wow. So that's been pretty interesting. And it's very funny, though, even like when Eric Adams came out about all the immigrants in New York, with sounding off, alarms, this is gonna destroy our city and all this good stuff, making sense. They go after people. The left will just go attack and try to make them out to be monsters. And I'm sure that they're planning his downfall as we speak for Eric Adams and probably even John Fetterman.
Well, yes, but then, but in my view, the mayor of New York is really a mixed,
Yeah.
a mixed bag. Occasionally, he will sound like, "Oh, that's really good. He's going to be for law and order." And then he proposed this sweetheart deal to give them like a because they
Yeah.
didn't like the food, to give them a $1,000 Visa card so they could go get food wherever they want to. And that made no sense to me at all.
Well, I think, I feel bad for a lot of these people, because that, especially on the left, as far as what I could see, I could be wrong, but they're trapped in a system where independent thought is not valued, and if anything, it's going to be punished. And so they know that if they want to maintain their seat or their position, that they have to kind of please certain people and do what those people would want them to do. And I think it's very unfortunate, because he has the potential to be a very common sense leader who could do a lot of good things for New York, but they're not letting him.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, at least on the Democratic side, it seems like the money people that can really fund campaigns
Yeah.
are all on the extreme left,
Absolutely, they are. And then also, there was recent reports that Ronna McDaniel is going to be stepping down.
I heard that.
And I think that that's a good thing, because we haven't had a lot of success in places where we should be winning and without a problem. And she's just produced nothing but a couple of losses. And so I've heard that there are a couple of different people that Trump has been enthusiastic about. And I guess the days to come, we'll see what happens about that. But more importantly, we're getting to the time to discuss, once again, you and I, Vice President. What do you think is going to be?
Well, I, obviously, what about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, President Trump sort of gave a shout out to Kristi Noem and to Senator Tim Scott. That was, I think that was interesting. And I think those could be certainly very viable, viable candidates. I am kind of the lone ranger, I think, though, on some of these things, and I would be happy with either of those. I think they're very talented people. But I think that at his side, I would personally, and I think I've said it before, and I'm not sure how excited you would be about it, I think Mike Pompeo would be a great vice president.
Oh, I like him, but I don't know that Trump would choose him. And I think that the consensus seems to be that he ought to pick a woman. Not that I feel that he has to be boxed in, like you have to pick a woman. But if
Or
he
a
does,
minority.
well, yes. A lot of people are talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I don't like it. What do you think?
Well, I think in many ways he's very talented. He's a gifted communicator. But there is just, we used to have a word thrown around a lot called gravitas. And I just don't think Vivek has quite got there yet. He seems to me like a very young, earnest, but not ready for prime time, in my view.
I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to agree. So I don't know. Christy Noem seems to be pretty much a safe bet, but we don't know yet. I guess I'd rather be surprised than try to figure it out.
I still would like the option of maybe picking someone that could help, flip a state
That would be
to
very
some
smart.
extent. For example, JFK.
RFK Jr. Yeah,
Well, no, I'm
that's a
talking about JFK.
okay.
JFK, picked Johnson as his running mate.
Yeah.
And the reason part of he did that is to try to get Texas. And he knew that Johnson, who was probably one of the more underhanded politicians we've ever had, would probably get Texas, and they did. So they won Texas, I believe, in that race, and it was such a tight race. So if we could find a VP that even would just bring in one state that could be up for grabs, and it would swing over the line, then that would be worth it. And of course, the guy that I really, really like a lot is Virginia's governor, Governor Glenn Youngkin.
What do you think about Tucker Carlson?
Well, now that
No, everybody's always saying that, and he brings a lot to the table.
well, he's very smart, he's articulate. I guess because part of the thing the vice president does is preside over the Senate, and they're in there with trying to kind of help move the vote, I think, on a lot of the key issues. And he really has no context to do that at all. So as much as I like him,
Right, but I
he
just think he's bringing more of the same people to the table who are already here.
yes.
Okay, he's not expanding, and
Exactly.
like a RFK Jr. might bring in some independents, might bring in some Democrats. See what I'm saying?
Yes, that's exactly the thing. And I wish I could, come up with somebody that I thought would just add a little bit of a heft, if you would, to that to the ticket, so that Trump doesn't have to do all the work by himself,
Exactly. And so so it is here now. They're saying on Newsmax the House is to vote on the Mayorkas impeachment again. So we still don't have, what happened there. We still don't know. But then the other thing that I wanted to bring up briefly is what's been happening in New York with all the immigrants. And have you been seeing the way that they beat up the police officers? People are being robbed and beaten in the street. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, Robert.
It is awful. And it seems like to me that that has actually made a bit of an impact, even with the Democratic voters there, from
Well, I
what
would
I
hope
have
so.
seen.
Look, they're the ones living there. I left.
Yes.
You're still there. It's your kids, it's your elderly mom. You know what I'm saying? And safety should be a concern.
Exactly. Well, even Governor Hochul all of a sudden become a big law enforcement person,
Yep.
which was quite almost laughable, considering a couple of years ago she'd been announcing with great pride that, oh, we're a sanctuary
Yep.
state, city, all of that. And then now then she seems to have sort of changed her tune a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I think in certain moments when the mask kind of falls, the real person slips, out, and we can see. And I think that again, like Eric Adams, I think also Kathy Hochul, not that I like her, I think that again, if they're left to do their jobs in peace, you might be seeing, better representatives all across the board on the Democrat side. It's very unfortunate. And also, I don't like that with RFK Jr., like how many times they denied him Secret Service protection. I mean, they do things that are just outrageous. It's wrong.
Absolutely. And I'm really kind of disappointed that the Kennedy family seems to have somebody
Oh,
ready to come out and attack him, for
beyond,
anything.
beyond. I don't understand it. It makes no sense. You may not like somebody, but still, he is a Kennedy. And there was even something over his recent Super Bowl ad that some super PAC did. And they came out like, oh, blah, blah, blah. His family is all like insulting him and slamming him. Well, if some super PAC made an ad that he was not a part of that ties him to JFK, well, that is his uncle.
You
Well,
bet.
what do you want? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I kind of enjoyed it. It brought back memories because I am old enough to remember the 1960 campaign. I was in high school, and it I don't know. I like the nostalgia of that piece, actually.
Absolutely. And I think that that's what they're afraid of, is they're going to come out and slam him and try to spin and twist it into making him some kind of a monster, rather than, oh no, people might have liked that, let's get out there and try to make them rethink this. Yeah, pretty
Well, it's an
crazy.
incredibly, oh, I don't know, difficult is not even the right word. The politics is just, in so many cases, it's awful. And then we wonder sometimes why really good people aren't running for public
Well,
office.
there you go. There you go. There's your answer. I mean, they're not going to have any peace if they do. You
Well,
might
and I,
be
you
end up
know,
with
I
like, well,
work.
how many charges are against Trump? 91.
I, yes, right. But it's very interesting, Crystal. Several of these cases seem to be on rather shaky ground.
I love that.
I am
That's just
so,
like, yes,
me
many of
too.
them are falling apart. Yep.
And so it would be incredible if all of those either they're postponed, overturned,
Yep,
or
even dismissed.
Or whatever, that not be something he has to deal with during the campaign.
Absolutely. And then we're also waiting, I believe, still for a ruling from the Supreme Court on the whole challenging, like Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado over January 6th. So we'll see
Yes.
about that too. And I was listening to all the Supreme Court justices as the arguments were going on in court. We didn't have, video feed, but it was audio. And it seemed to be like they were kind of really picking it apart, even the justices who were appointed by Biden. So even the
Yes.
liberal judges are kind of like, we're not too comfortable with this. So we'll see what
Yes.
happens. We don't know yet.
Yes. Well, one of the other really big ones, which I have no idea what they will do, is President Trump is presenting the case that he should be granted immunity because he was acting in his role as President of the United States.
Of course.
And that I just wonder what they will do, you know.
Well, time will tell. We're just gonna have to wait and see. But basically, what we're gonna do from here, Robert, is just share with the audience that of course we're both glad to be back. And from here on, we are gonna, aim to start getting a couple of podcast episodes out on a weekly basis. Two, if not a little bit more than that. And we will be working our way back to choosing the right radio station that we can work with. And meanwhile, we thank everyone for joining us. And Robert, thank you for being here and as always making these wonderful comments and contributions. I totally enjoy spending time with you.
Well, I love that, Crystal, and I don't think we will run out of things to talk about.
I don't think so either. Okay. So, thank you, everyone, and we'll see you again soon.